Laser 103.3's Morning Brews. Intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. Right there on Thomas Beck Road, ConfluenceBrewing.com. We're going to be talking to our friend John Rivas from KCCI.
Good, because this weather's getting nasty.
Man, there is so much to talk about. Sparks, wildfires, tornadoes.
Hail.
First, let's talk about a happy cat story, Wicket. Did you hear about this?
What? No, I guarantee I did not hear about a happy cat story.
Well, this is exactly what would happen if you had a cat, Wicket. If you had a cat, I can imagine you putting it in an Amazon box and sending it back to Amazon.
On purpose?
Yeah, you'd do it on purpose.
Oh, I would do it on purpose, but I didn't order this thing.
This couple did it accidentally. Ordered a bunch of shoes, tried on the shoes. There were about 5 pairs of shoes in the box. They were selecting which shoes they wanted. They packed up the other shoes, sent the other shoes back to Amazon, not realizing that
the
their
cat
got into the box.
How do you not know? Like, wouldn't the box move? Wouldn't you feel it?
Or weigh a lot more? This must have been a small, light cat.
Or wouldn't you wonder, where's my cat?
Well, they thought the cat ran away.
Well,
they just assumed that the cat...
That would have been a win. That would have been great.
A lot of people's cats go in and out of the house.
Sure.
At will.
Yeah, I got a cat that runs around our neighborhood. I don't even know who it belongs to.
Right.
No idea. No clue.
Some cats like to roam.
Right.
But this couple packed up their cat, sent it back to Amazon. This cat was in the box for 6 days.
Whoa.
No food.
Whoa.
No water. Amazingly, at an Amazon facility, they found the cat... traveled all the way from Utah to California and was still alive, still made it.
Go west, young man.
They're crediting a string of luck, as in no extreme temperatures, plenty of room in the box because it was a box with 4 different shoes in there.
Yeah.
So there was like a lot of room in there for the cat.
Nobody threw the box against the wall hard.
Yeah, went to the vet, scanned the microchip, all is well. Cat's name is Galena, back home in Utah.
Galena.
Yeah. Right. It's weird that Galena's from Utah and not Illinois.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Weather is going to get nasty. Let's dial up Chief. No, he's not Chief. Sorry. He's just a meteorologist.
Oh, he hasn't earned that title yet, Wicket.
KCCI meteorologist John Rivas.
What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
So excited to hear all about the weather.
Yeah. Well, I've been excited to talk about it all day today.
I've been watching you all week, John, and it just looks like you're a kid on Christmas when tornadoes are on the way. How bad is this storm going to get this afternoon?
It's going to get bad. It's going to start in the southwestern portion of the state, like, Crescent Union County area, also, potentially Adair County, Adams County, surrounding counties in that kind of direction. That's where we're going to have the warmest temperatures. That's where we're going to have most of the instability. Perfect spot for these really strong storms to initiate and develop. Closer to around 3 o'clock time frame, hour before, hour later, it's going to be warmest part of the day. And it's going to be in that area where we're going to have especially a clearing where we can get the sun. It's going to spread like a wildfire.
Oh.
The atmosphere is just so primed and ready. It's just waiting for that trigger, that initial spark.
Is this one of those where I'm going to have to go to my basement?
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It is a weather alert today, if you haven't heard all morning long. We're really, really sending that message home.
So when I'm watching KCCI later, I'm going to actually see Sudeiko doing real work. He actually has to work today?
Yeah, I think we all have to work.
Well, you've been up since like 2 o'clock in the morning. You should get the afternoon off. Let your boss do everything. Let the chief meteorologist handle it.
More meteorologists on the schedule today. And then also for this weekend, I do want to chime on that. We're looking at another round. It is going to be different, though. We're not going to see the rain in the morning. In fact, we're going to be sunny. It's not going to seem like a very stormy day because it's not going to start off like today started. It'll be dry. It'll be gusty. It'll be windy. It's all going to build up to another spark, wildfire, strong storms expected, still including the metro as well. So this will still be for the south and west. That's just kind of where all of the energy in these storm systems are.
John Rivas, thank you so much. KCCI. working extra hours for this storm right now.
Man, I don't want to go in my basement coming up tonight. Actually, you know what?
You love your basement.
We're going to be in a basement playing poker tonight, so I'll be nice and safe. We'll be all good. Don't worry.
There you go.
Yeah, watch out for those tornadoes and that real nasty weather today after like 7 o'clock.
Hang out for your chance to win Chevelle tickets. Less than 30 minutes away on the laser, by the way. Morning Brews brought to you by your friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together, right there on Thomas Beck Road, confluencebrewing.com. Heather. I was in my late 20s before I bagged a ginger.
Wicked. Let's go, Kevin Clark!
Let's go, Kevin Clark!
Mornings on Laser 103.3.